Will film fans who need more than big-budget Hollywood fare have a chance to vary their diets this weekend? East Lansing's Indie Film Series is back. The series returns for 2016, starting this Friday. Here to tell us more about what's on the menu, Indie Film Series founder Susan Woods. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Do you ever feel like a chef, you know, mixing ingredients and seasonings and putting this documentary in and that European film and
Absolutely.
Mixing it all up?
Always,
yeah.
Always. Variety, you know, is the spice of life.
That's right. And I think if anyone has a case of cabin fever here in February, this might be just the ticket.
Yes,
so
yes.
A breath of fresh air. How the series, the monthly series, is starting up again. You've selected four films for February. How do you go about picking these films?
You look at all the different distributors. There's a newsletter called the Indie Wire that tells you about all the up-and-coming independent films, Rotten Tomatoes, just scouring, and then just coming up with four of the best.
We have some clips from three of the films. Let's start out with the one that has the longest title here and get that out of the way. The 100-Year-Old Man Who Climbed Out the Window and Disappeared.
Yes.
That is quite a title. What is this film about?
Well, it's based on a very, very popular international novel, and it's about a man who obviously is 100 years old who is sort of like Zelig. He just shows up at all important historical events, but he also blows everything up. It is hysterical. It is a very, very funny film, and I'm bringing it back. It was shown at the East Lansing Film Festival, and everybody begged me to bring it back, so... It's the kind of film that you could see again, and you want to bring friends because you're just going to be laughing, laughing, laughing.
Now, in the clip, we have the movie trailer. There's a man who is looking for Alan Carlson, who
right.
is the 100-year-old man. Let's listen to that.
Now, listen, I need you to help me find someone. He's a 100-year-old geezer. His name is Alan Carlson. He has got my money. Bring it to me as soon as you can.
Hello.
You, my son, are dead meat.
If you want to kill me, you better hurry. I'm 100 years old.
100-year-old geezer.
Oh, it's great.
Where did this come from? Is this
it's Swedish.
British? Swedish. Okay. The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window
and disappeared. I think it is the longest title ever.
Heart of a Dog is another film you selected for February. It's a documentary by a name a lot of people will know, Laurie Anderson,
yes.
a longtime performance artist and spouse of the late Lou Reed. Now, this is being described as being not just a movie. It's described as a, quote, guided meditation. Tell us
yes.
more about this.
This film is the one that I really wanted to bring to this area because it's something that you would never see or even know about. But Laurie Anderson created this film as a sort of a, not a tribute, but a meditation to what life and death is about her relationship with her dog and then her relationship with Lou Reed and what his death did to her. And she does it in an artistic, beautiful way with great music. And it has a 98% tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, the critics just went crazy about it.
Let's hear a clip from Heart of a Dog, and this is Laurie Anderson narrating.
I want to tell you a story about a story. And it's about the time I discovered that most adults have no idea what they're talking about.
Do you think everybody would like this film? Does this have a universal appeal?
Well, I mean, it isn't Star Wars, but I think that if they go in with an open mind, their minds will be touched, and so will their hearts. I mean, it's really a beautiful film. Who doesn't love dogs? I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, on my Facebook feed, there isn't somebody, I don't have a single Facebook friend who doesn't have a pet that dies on a daily basis. And, I mean, the grief just comes through.
There's a picture
of the dog, and, I mean, we have an old dog.
No, I've already ordered the ambulance when my dog does.
Now, the next film has some very well-known actors in it. Tell us who stars in Youth.
Youth. Well, this is directed by Sorrentino, who did the Academy Award-winning foreign film of 2 years ago called The Great Beauty. And It stars Michael Caine, who can do no wrong, and Harvey Keitel as a composer and a film director who are really sort of reflecting upon the later years of life.
All right, let's listen to, we'll hear Rachel Weisz's character speaking to her dad, who is played by Michael Caine.
Daddy, you will not be bored because I have arranged the full service for you. You're going to have a massage, a sauna, checkups with the doctor every single day to help you get back in shape.
At my age, getting in shape is merely a waste of time.
And you're a Michael Caine fan.
I am obviously a big Michael Caine. It's since Alfie. I mean, I remember I was a little teenager. I just went, wow.
And this is unusual, I think, in that there are so many established Hollywood names in this. Rachel Weisz,
right.
Michael Caine. Who else? Harvey Keitel?
Harvey Keitel, does a great job also. So, no, it's just a... You know, this is a very well-written, beautiful film about two men reflecting on the end of their lives and how they approach it. Mm. I mean, end of their lives. I mean, the later years of their lives. I mean, everybody, as you said in the segment before, everybody's living too long.
We're speaking with Susan Woods, founder of the East Lansing Film Festival, which is held every year, and the Indie Film Series, which showcases new films every month in the 2016 Indie Film Series kicks off on Friday. You're also showing a film called Labyrinth of Lies. This one's in German, so it wouldn't work very well to play a clip of it on the radio.
Warum nicht?
But tell us what's it about? What it's about?
Well, it's about a prosecutor who has to do research for a case, and then finds that there are this labyrinth of lies. These about the Holocaust and about the German involvement in it, and it's sort of a mystery thriller. We go through this research about it, so it's very interesting.
Remind us where we can go to
see
the film.
Yes, this is at the beautiful Studio C. You can have a beer and a pizza while you watch the movie, and then we have another series starting in March, and then we'll continue also in April. So these are the only way you'll be able to see these independent films. Next month, we will have three Oscar-nominated films.
We have been speaking with Susan Woods, founder of the East Lansing Film Festival, held every year, and the Indie Film Series, which showcases new films every month. It kicks off its February films this Friday. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Mark.